Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Welcome to DM to GM. We're the podcast that answers your questions to help you feel more comfortable playing games around your table. I'm your DM, Russ Moore from Dungeons & Dragons.
And I'm your GM, Sean Howard from The End of Time and Other Bothers.
Today we have an email. Sean? Beep, 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 beep. Emails.
We do. This is from Joreen, and it is an epic one. This might be a whole episode, so I will read it.
Hey.
Hi, Russ and Sean. A year ago, my long-running campaign went bust because I didn't enjoy running it anymore. Now I want to start a long-running campaign again. How do I make sure my players can finish my awesome story without me feeling like they need to hurry up and finish this already so I can start my next one? Here's like the crux of it. How do you keep patiently waiting until they pick up the gems you planted? And again, this thank you. This is from Joreen. Well, Russ, you are in year what? Six of your campaign?
Seven.
Five?
You're seven.
Seven?
You're seven. Seven? Yeah.
Can you think back? Can you think back to any notes or any ideas that you had in season one? Because you started. Yeah. You started playing. Might not be fair because you started playing. What was it called? What's the name?
Rise of Tiamat, which is a published, right. Yeah, one of the early published adventures from Wizards of the Coast.
Right, designed to be maybe 15, 20 sessions.
Probably, safely.
Yeah, and we're going into year seven. So this may not be a fair question because you've now left that team, but you played, I think, Rise of Tiamat for, is it 5 years? Six?
Almost six. So backstory on how that works. So Rise of Tiamat is part of Tyranny of Dragons, which is two modules. So around the table, before we started recording, we played Horde of the Dragon Queen, which is the first part. We played that for about 2 years. Then we moved into Rise of Tiamat, which is all of season one, which we played for another 2.5 years. So 5 years total.
With such an epic ending.
Such an epic ending. But when we were going through that first part, I was still very new. Like, I had played previously. I had run little one-shots, that sort of thing. But I was very new at a long campaign. So I stuck pretty to the book. As we got into the first season of Dungeons, which was Rise of Tiamat, we started it, so it made sense for us to finish it. But throughout, I started picking up and developing my own style and my own kind of want and needs for storytelling as we were going through. So I started dropping my own little nuggets, but then having to course correct throughout the whole thing, because if we didn't, it would take us 18 years to finish Rise of Tiamat because of all these other little things. So I totally get having different or better or however you want to describe them, ideas throughout a long campaign. It came down to what were our goals. Our goals were to have a start to finish adventure that we established, and fighting Tiamat at the end was a pretty big payoff for our characters that I didn't want to just pull the cord on.
Right.
So all of these things, I put them in. There was a little one shot around them maybe, and then took them away. And said, you know, this bad guy or person ran away and now they're going to scheme for the next time that they're able to. But it's hard. Once you find an idea that's just even a little bit better, you think, than what you're currently playing, to be able to do that. But I used them to fill up a binder of all sorts of great, crazy ideas that I could then take and build out what we're playing in now. That is 18 storylines all converging simultaneously. It's a mess, but I love it. There is a level of patience that comes along with it. If there's something, if what you're planning for is in world, though, you can plant the nuggets of the things that you're working towards as you finish the thing. The other side of it, too, is if you're not enjoying it anymore, are your players enjoying it still?
Yeah.
If you're in a campaign that nobody is enjoying, ask that question. Say, is everybody still having fun? If the answer is majority, they're probably not going to say no because they don't want to hurt your feelings. But if the majority is like, yeah, we're doing okay, you know?
Yeah, I often frame the question as, hey, everyone, we can keep going down this path. And head towards the things we've been heading towards. Yeah. But I'm just wondering if it might be fun to do X, and I'd love to get your input and see what happens. The X could be start up a new campaign with a new idea I have, pitch the idea. The X could be take the current table and just take it in a new direction, but you can always, that because Russ is right. If you ask people, are you having fun? It's hard for them to say no because
they don't want to hurt your feelings. Yeah.
And it's also really hard for a table to approach you and say they're not having fun. Yeah. I've gone through that recently, and it's really hard for players to do that because there's also a friendship, right? Yeah. That at play. And I promise, Joreen, we're going to get to your question. It's a great question. But there's so many layers to this. And I think what Russ just explained talks about, Russ is trying to take a campaign that was in a book originally, like follow this. So it was a complete idea that needed to have an ending.
Yeah.
But Russ had all these other ideas. Russ wanted to move on. And now Russ is moving on them at year five or six, starting year six, really moving on a whole new arc and a whole new thing that was, I don't want to give anything away because it's so good. But the roots of it were planted far earlier,
yes.
Right? Just as side quests in this world.
Yeah, they're. Yeah. If you look at it on an episode by episode or session by session structure, like Dungeons, there's seeds that I've planted in like season one, episode 13, that I'm now just within the last 20 episodes getting to. So more than 100 sessions later. I don't want to make it sound like that's a long payoff, but that is a long payoff for only for running the table, but for people listening, right? Coming back to those little seeds and things, it's all worthwhile. Obviously, that's how we're going to sell that. But it's hard to sit on an idea for a long time.
Well, but I think that's the key. So, Jordan, think about my first question is, rather than having to scrap the current table, could you take your idea and what would happen if your idea happened in the current world? And at first, right, if, I don't know, I get the sense you might be like a story person, right? You'd be like, no, this idea is so different. But one of the coolest things about stories and creation, like coming from my point of view where I also, right?
Yep.
Russ and Russ's point of view, we both work on multiple story universes right now, right? If you haven't listened to Facing Fate, it is the best thing ever, not just because I'm on it. But it is. It's amazing. But there's all these story universes that are happening that we both work on. And sometimes taking an idea that seems incongruent with another idea leads to something really epic. Not always. So one of the ways to have patience is what Russ was just explaining, and that's to start putting in teasers now. Don't wait. Like if you could start to do that, suddenly you're building your next thing while you're still letting your players finish the current thing? Maybe. Because there was a point at which, as a listener of Dungeons, I was like, they're never going to get to Tiamat, right? Like, I was like, clearly, this has like been a big, like, it's like in a movie where you're being built up, and then suddenly it doesn't happen. That can be super fun. Like you could sense it coming. And there's nothing wrong with that in a story. So even more so if you build it up. Like, that's comedy, right? Then something you don't expect happens. Like, Tiamat comes out as a little baby, you know, a baby dragon.
That's right.
And is their friend.
Do you go back in time and kill baby Tiamat?
But we'll rule the world evilly when it's fully grown. But now it's just a cute little baby dragon that's with the party. Sort of like a little dagger that they were carrying.
that's still there.
I keep waiting for it to. Okay. So, but you see, like I was just throwing out, like, this dagger idea is something Russ introduced, and now it's just waiting to become another thing. So one of the ways that you can have patience is to not wait. I know that sounds crazy, but start to just play with ideas that you want to, so that you could maybe explore this new story idea with your existing table. Now, if your new story idea demands that they be babies player level one, there's another solution. And Russ is doing it right now.
You run two.
Two campaigns.
No, you can. Yeah. A lot of people don't like to run two with the same table. I took that and said, to heck with that, and I'm doing it anyways. But you can. You can continue your current storyline, and then, like, every other week, run this new one. Start with new characters. Along the way, you could find that everybody is much more invested in the new one, or much more invested in the old one.
So much. No, the new. Oh, they are just such cute little
babies. Little babies. But you'll find what you like and dislike about both, and you may find naturally your table leans towards one, and then you just phase out the other as you go.
Or bring it back once in a while for fun. Like, you know, it's like the every once in a while you bring back the reunion, and it's so fun
little
to just...
throwback live episodes, right? Like,
Yeah, it's so fun for your table sometimes to step in as big baddies again and be like, oh yeah, we can just decimate things. No pun intended.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think these were great answers for us. I think you are the perfect person to talk about this, because I know Russ, he does not have patience.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So, right? Like, has idea. Like, we once had a brainstorming session about this redonkulous idea. Redonkulous. And Russ then fully implemented it, like, 2 weeks later. Like, fully.
It was,
like,
I don't even think it was 2 weeks later. I think it was the next day.
It was like, there was a lot to figure out with this crazy idea, but I was like, I just heard, I was like, he pulled the trigger. Yep. Okay.
You got to do it. Now we're in it. Now we got to figure it out. But all of those little things that you can drop in, if you keep it within world and you want to work towards it, they're going to fill out your world and make it seem grander than the one railroad that you're on, right? Like, you can bring in, if the big bad or however the story plays out is doing things over in another region of your world, you start to get letters from messengers saying, oh, these attacks are happening or these things are happening, which your adventurers might just overhear in taverns or get told from a higher up that they have dealings with. It just fleshes it out, and so that they can see that beyond the point that they're working towards, there's something else in the world, so that when they hit that end goal, they can just keep going.
Or in Russ's case, he was putting all these teasers in that then a new table started in the same world, but now working on those other things that you heard or they heard as players earlier. Now, let's say one of your ideas, you're like, well, so we've addressed, I don't know, Drew. You may be like, this is great. But you may be like, I talked about, you may be like, no, they have to start as babies. Boom. Here's one way to do it. Yeah. Let's say you were like, no, this was a fantasy world and now they need to be in space. Well, I got in so much trouble with my partner, Eli, because I took The End of Time and Other Bothers to space. I was like, you know what? I want to do it. Let's do it. Let's go to the moon. you know, Adventure Zone did it, right? Became sort of sci-fi-ish, even though it was still in the fantasy worlds, right? So, you can amalgamate any two ideas, and often it becomes something even richer and more cool. Yeah. So those are there. Or you could do something that Russ and I cannot talk about because I don't think either of us can do it. You could just build a world and a little binder and wait.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I have yet to successfully do that. And I keep trying.
I know. And all power to anyone who can do that. Yeah. I want to know who you are, because I want to believe that that exists in the world, because I'm not capable.
Tell us your secrets. Start your own podcast.
Please.
Do the opposite of what Russ and Sean does. You can call it that. I'll give you the trademark on it.
That's a great podcast title. The opposite of what Sean and Russ does.
Yeah. 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 It's not
grammatically correct.
No, exactly. And that's why it's so perfect. Please tell us your secrets.
I think we nailed it. That's the best. Yeah. That's the best we can answer, Doreen. So thank you so much for this question. I'm so glad to hear that you are running these campaigns and you are pushing ahead and you are just doing it and having fun. That's critical. It sounds like you might not be having as much fun with the current campaign. So hopefully one of these strategies will spark something that you can grab onto and run with and start having fun again. Because it's really important, everyone, that is the DM and GM, you also have fun. You deserve to have fun. This is a game around a table with our friends. Please remember to have fun.
Yeah. It's a game for everyone, DM and GM and players alike, trying to come together to create a cool story. You've got the rails and they're playing around it, but ultimately you have to work together to get to that ending. So hopefully that answered your question. If you have more questions, please send them to us, dm2gmcast@gmail.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter, and also on Discord, where we have this growing, lush, vibrant community of people who have a lot of experience building worlds that we do not. So come join us over there. And until then,
get your game started. And we need Lush as a sponsor.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hi, folks. Let me see if I can sum up Midnight Burger in about 25 seconds.
Really big monster!
Zero irony.
Pardon me, Gloria. Might my husband and I have a word?
The radio is talking to me.
So this is how it ends. Eaten by wolves in space.
There's a pocket dimension in the deep freeze.
This is the stupidest dystopia we've ever been to.
What the hell is that?
Because you're having a cigarette? In 415 million BC.
Where are we?
Space.
Can you narrow that down?
The bad part?
Ava.
Yeah, that didn't work at all.
At the nexus of all things, there is a diner. Look for Midnight Burger on your favorite podcasting app, or just go to weopenat6.com.